Ah, yes, Monday, beautiful Monday, the first Monday we have for winter. We're fired up, ready for this. This is 11:70 in Sydney, 6:93 Brisbane, 16:20 the Gold Coast, on the app, on the podcast, however you're listening. And New Zealand will join us in the next hour as well. Social media at Joel Fletch SEN, Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. Twitter, Instagram and TikTok, you can get us at Joel Fletch SEN. So much to talk about. Round 14, the upsets, spoils, how it all played out, the weekend sports wrap, Monday A-grades, Scotty Sattler and Matt Rogers and Brett Phillips to talk all things Roland Garros. 1300 01 1170. We'll get to the big news, of course, which is Nathan Cleary very shortly, out for 6 weeks with hamstring injury. Brian and I chatting about our teams. There's many, many posts I've seen and votes and polls as to who should be the New South Wales halves. But at the end of the day, Brad Fittler, he's the man who's got to go in there and just go with his gut feel. Which way does he go? So we might even ask who we each have as our halves and who we believe Freddie will go for in Origin 2. We've got to win the next two. If we win the second one, New South Wales, and I say we being New South Wales, then we'll be absolutely massive odds-on favourites for Game 3, but there's a big if in all between that. Brian Fletcher, who I thought watching last night on Fox League, Sunday nights with Matty Johns, you looked very sparkling eyes. You looked fresh.
Yeah, I was fresh. Good evening, listener. Good evening, tourist. Brooksy's obviously here, but he's not with us in the studio. No. Yeah, I had a big Wednesday, had a big Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday was big. Mm. Ran into our man, Troy Phillips, in the city.
Did you?
Yep. Yep.
Isn't he an infectious character, Troy?
Yeah, well, I was with the Texan. So yeah. those two were just like, speaking about infection, those two were just going at it. But speaking about a player that we need to replace Nathan Cleary with, could I throw Jason Cumdog Cummings in after he was on the show Wednesday?
Yep.
I thought he was a good chat. I didn't understand a word of what he's saying.
No, mate.
And then he comes out and just goes bang, bang, bang.
Yep.
The Cumdog Millionaire.
Yep. We had the breaking news too, Brian. Mm. All over the world had heard our interview, and we broke the news that he'd be leaving the Mariners after that game, didn't we?
I think he knew. I think he knew what was going down. But you were out there, tourist. Good evening. Good evening, or good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, boys. Good afternoon, listeners. Yeah, I was out there at Combank. First time at Combank Stadium. On Saturday night, went out and watched the A-League Grand Final, and as good as Jason Cummings was, can't say enough about the Central Coast Mariners. 6-1 in a Grand Final against Melbourne, who are the best team in the league.
Mm.
By far, 10 times the budget, 10 times the playing capacity, but Mariners just wanted more.
It's got a bit of 40-0 about it, doesn't it?
I was only thinking that, Manly versus Melbourne.
Mm.
Yeah, what are the other big spankings in sport when it comes to the biggest moment? Didn't Germany win a big game 7-1? Or
they beat Brazil in the semi-finals, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the World Cup. Flogged them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a great game. Great atmosphere out there. Good to see Cummings as well. Like, the biggest cheer of the night was for Cummings.
Yep.
When his name was being brought out before the game, and he just carried on. Hat-trick in the Grand Final, and yeah, off to India, looks like.
Question without notice, is the 40-0 the biggest winning margin?
In a Grand Final? I'd say so.
So Chooks beat the Dragons, that was in 75.
By
was what? It 38-0?
38-0, exactly.
38-0. So 40-0.
So you maybe make a case for, was it 3-point tries in maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good point.
Anyway, good point. No pun intended. 1300 01 1170. El Capitano really rocking a thick beard this afternoon.
I was going to get the trim, top and bottom today, but it is getting outrageous. Listener, gents, afternoon. Done a few stats here from what you were just saying. 40-0 is the biggest. 38-0 in 1975 was second. That would have been a 3-point try.
I think so.
Grand final. So.
Old Chang of the White Boots.
Oh, yeah.
You know another big shock victory on the big stage? Everyone was questioning the great mare. Could she run 3,200 metres? Was the weight too much? Very elegant. Absolutely smashed them in that Melbourne Cup.
It was another A-League Grand Final. It was 6-0. Archie Thompson scored 5 of them. That was the biggest win. Yeah, victory Adelaide, early doors A-League. But speaking of social media, when you were talking about it before, Joel, it was an interesting video with the Cumdog. Cause like we posted, the podcast and the interview across our media, social media, and I started following the Cumdog earlier in the week. So yeah, there's been some interesting videos since said grand final. There was one with their backup keeper. I'm not sure what his name is,
but he's
done a bet.
Kaiser.
With the Cumdog. Yeah. Kaiser's done a bet with the Cumdog. And unfortunately, he's had to pay out this bet. So he's lied face down on the ground whilst the tee's in his chaminda. And the Cumdog's teed off with a one wood. And it seems like he's lost a bet again. I don't know. Had he scored a hat-trick earlier in the season or something, Marky? Because
was it over him scoring a hat-trick?
I don't know. Well, I assume that it's over him scoring the hat-trick or scoring a goal
sure.
in the GF.
I'll do some digging now and find out.
He had 17 before the GF, and he set a club record with 20. He beat Danny McBreen's previous record when they were flying back in the yesteryear of the Mariners. But yeah, it's an interesting Mad Monday. He had two cans at one stage and he bit one of them and started pouring them over him like he'd won an F1 race.
Is this all Mad Monday?
It's Mad Monday. It's Sunday. Oh. It's happy days. Like they did I think they went to Erin Affair yesterday before the Roosters Bulldogs game. Supposedly they were still going.
Oh.
And then there was stuff last night. I did text him to come back on. What come dog. He's left me on red. I assume he's still going. But if he does respond and he wants to come on, we'll
get
fire
him in the
up
studio
during the next 3 hours before he goes to India.
I love Mad Monday. It's one of my greatest. It's like I miss that. Out of all the things about when retiring, Mad Monday.
So not specifically after a win, any Mad Monday?
Any Mad Monday. Whether you've had a terrible season, it's just great. Blokes are crying. Blokes want to fight the coach.
Yeah.
You get up into nonsense. 0457 736 736. Text me through whatever you've done on your Mad Monday. It doesn't have to be sport related. It could be something to do with work.
Yeah.
And you all get together at the Christmas party. Keep it clean, though. So I did one. I was just thinking what I got up to. In 2002, when we won, we were at the Mill Hill Hotel at Bondi Junction. And next door is a Dulux paint store. And I went in. Because I've worked myself out.
You've worked yourself out?
I've worked myself
out. Okay, yeah.
My attention span is dog shit.
No.
So I like games. I like playing games.
Yes.
And I get bored easily.
Yeah.
So I went in next door. I was going to get some paint to play handball at the front of the pub.
Yeah.
But then I went in with men.
Paint to play handball?
Yeah, it was paint.
Oh,
you're
going to draw a square.
Yeah, we're going to play King, Queen, Jack, Dunce. But then while I was in there, something caught my attention, and it was a big trolley.
Yeah.
And so me and Mullows came in with me.
Oh, no.
Because then I put Mullows on, and I turned him into Hannibal Lecter. And I wheeled him here. I wheeled him through the pub, at midday.
Oh, yes.
And, totally nude. I just used duct tape around his head. We made up this grouse thing. Which was similar to when Mick Crocker, about 5 years earlier, no, 2 years later, Mick Crocker were up the Charing Cross at 3:30 in the afternoon. He ran in and got yellow washing up gloves and someone had brought in a police high-vis vest. So Croc went out and started to direct traffic up there at Charing. If anyone knows Charing Cross, there's six ways.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And kids were going to school. Parents were picking it all up.
Oh, that's the best.
You just think...
They can't do it now, Brian, can they?
They can't do it now.
No.
And it was harmless. No one got injured.
The only thing that... obviously, the nudity and the fun and frivolity. But I think I've told you this many times where I woke up, and I'm not good at hanging over. And I woke up, and the doors bang, 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 bang. And Ben Galea had asked me on Mad Monday, do you want to go travel the world? And he bought a... Round the world ticket.
Do they exist? Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
A round the world ticket?
Yeah. It was a round the world ticket.
How much is it?
Oh, I don't know, whatever it was. But
market price.
Which country can you go to? When you say round the world.
Well, I think you can have X amount of stops.
Yep.
So is that right?
Yeah, you've got to travel in one direction, generally
with one direction.
Four or five stops. It depends how many
with
stops
Harry.
You
have.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went to Germany, went to Italy, we went to England, maybe somewhere else. But the very next day, he swooped me up, and we were on a plane to Europe, and I hadn't even thought about it. We signed off on the day before. When you're on the drink, Brian, everything's a yes.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? Do you want to do this? And they're all saying, yeah, mate, yeah, great idea. Unbeknownst to me, he's actually booked it for the next day.
That's not bad. Just...
Back to Twali.
Were we talking about him?
No. On your show. on your show.
Yeah, we weren't talking to him. That might have been off air.
No, that was on air. You were talking about, was that off air?
Yeah, I think it was. It was off air.
Off air, on air.
Oh,
0457s.
Yeah. Who's ever been off air? Anyway.
Were you talking about his playlist and that? No.
Yeah, that was before we came on air.
Oh, was it?
Moments before we came
okay,
on air.
Okay, sorry. Sorry about that, listener.
Alex, okay, just set the scene for the listener.
So I came in, I said I enjoyed the show last night, Brian, and good to have Alex Twile on there. Then we're talking about getting him on our show.
Gotcha.
But then you had a story about him last night.
Yes, with the...
Playlist.
Oh, I think he means Rolexes.
No, I like the Rolexes.
So him and Johnny Bateman, both legit Rolex.
Oh, they were legit.
They were legit.
Oh, okay.
Although they might have been Rolex.
Brighton's the lawyers.
So, no, I don't think so. I think they're just, you know, investment.
Oh. Mm.
Tell me this. And this is a question that I was thinking about last night because I was talking to someone else, one of my mates, who buys cars from the auctions. Hello to you, Pickles.
Pickles.
And now the auction's called Pickles.
Yeah, where is Pickles? Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I've drove past it. It's out wide.
It's sort of
Smithfield?
Bankstown, anyway.
Carno set?
No, it's not that far. No, it's sort of just off Canterbury Road somewhere.
Yeah, I've seen
listeners will let us know. Play on.
And there's a Shannon's too. There's a Shannon's. Yeah. On. So what he gets into the old revved up Nissans, you know, and buys them and then sells them, makes an earn.
Yeah.
Which is quite a nice little, not a rort, but a good way to, how do I say this politely, launder money.
Launder.
So you could do that with watches too.
Yeah.
Because watches... appreciate.
Yes.
Not depreciate, which is, anywho.
Is that right? The gun Rolexes will appreciate.
Correct.
Really? Yeah. I wasn't aware of that.
No, the good ones. 0457 736 736. Other ways you can launder money.
my missus has the handbags, the Gucci's and stuff. She's like, if I buy this now, it'll be this later on. And it's like, come on.
They fall through the floor.
Straight through.
Yeah.
It's an excuse for sure, right?
Of course.
Handbag.
What about the ones in that my wife does now? My daughters are starting to do it. Why did you buy that? Oh, because it was on sale.
Yeah.
Rat's ass if it was on sale.
Yeah.
You had to buy it in the first place.
What about the spend and save route? Have you heard like that? Well, they get all this stuff. You go, oh, the spend and save was on. So you spend $1.2 million worth of stuff and then you get, like, it's the greatest route. Yeah. And occasionally I'll be in a shop, which I don't ever go to the shops. And I don't even think about it, but I'll buy something and they'll say, have you got a card?
A member's card.
A member's card? Mm. And I'll go, no. And they'll go, oh, hang on a minute. Can I just, I'll give my wife's name. And I reckon 10 out of 11 shops, there's a bloody member's card waiting for me.
Just drop the mobile number, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see if she's got one. It's 04, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, member's
Gold
card.
Member.
Yeah.
Is any of you a member at Costco?
Nope.
No. Because it's massive in England.
That you buy in bulk.
Yeah, but you just wander around. I bought a tent and I've still got it. I bought a tent in at Costco because what happens over there during summer, it was like 400 quid. But by the time winter came around when we were leaving, it was like eight quid.
Wow.
Clearance.
Yeah, I grabbed it. I want to go out.
You're a mad shopper, aren't you?
I just like... I wander around and then I just buy rank shit.
Did you also get a kilo of chicken breasts, 300 toilet rolls and a TV?
Yeah, and like 5 kilo washing liquid.
Yeah.
Just on the toilet rolls, right? So you know when you...
When
you replace the toilet roll, which I did today, the kid's happy to leave the bloody cardboard thing there. So I've replaced it today. Okay, now I want to go survey you blokes. Is there a rule as to which way the paper needs to come out? Are you routine with it? Does it matter? Do you just slap it on?
Yeah.
Which way should it come out?
It should come out because I was in the cleaning game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this.
Yes, I did know.
So it should be coming, from the top down.
Yes.
So you can't see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You agree with that, Mark?
Yes. Yeah, so you're pulling it towards you from in front of you. It's not the
it's
back.
Closer to you, yes.
Yeah, it's closer to you, not further away from it.
Not from underneath.
No.
It's coming from it. It looks like a waterfall.
Yes, correct. Mm. Are you the same?
No, it's either way. If it's got perforated edges, you're fine. You just tear on the perforation and then it's in your hand. I don't understand this. Oh, I can't grab it overarm or like underarm. Like, it doesn't matter.
No, well, the correct way, the boys are right. Apparently, the correct way to address the toilet roll onto the holder is, in fact, the way you bloke said
waterfall.
It. And the way people remember, which I think you came up with the same, Brian, is that beards are cool at the front, mullets are not cool at the back. So that's how they remember it. The beards are cool at the front. That's why you have it at the front.
Beards
at the front.
Yeah.
Mullets at the back aren't
what
cool.
What if you're a lady?
Yeah.
What are you saying there?
Might be the rule.
That's when I don't know.
Sometimes you can get hectic. You know when you go into the hotels, the flash hotels, and they fold it. Into like a point.
Yeah, a bit of origami action.
Oh, yeah. I like the towel origami. You know, when they do that, make a big swan. Yeah. You can't get it out when you want to have a shower. But
it's in the Asian like resorts in Thailand, in Bali. There's swans and chocolates,
and it's really tight
petals.
Good for whipping.
Do you do a pre clean up before you leave?
I checking that I've got rid of everything. But didn't leave.
You've got to do a pre clean up. They're doing so many rooms, these people. You've got to do a little mini clean up, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, but how bad's your room? What are you getting up to in there?
Depends if it's Mad Monday or not.
That's right.
1300 01 1170. So much to talk about. You can text as well, 0457 736 736. Social media at Joel Fletch SEN. Mondays, we love Mondays. A-grades, Michaels, whatever you want to call it. There's heaps to get through. This is The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Yeah, it's The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on this Monday. All thanks to Hyundai Tucson, tomorrow's SUV, where you can book a test drive and anytime fitness or gym for anybody, anytime. 1300 01 1170. Let's go to the open line. Let's go to the Central Coast, up and about where the Mariners are. And Maddie's there. Hey, Maddie.
Hey, guys. How are we today?
Good, Matthew. What have you found, mate?
I found the Mariners.
Oh.
looks like their party bus is on fire.
Bus? As in, like, literally on fire, or they're just having a good time?
No, it looks like there's a shitload of smoke coming out of it, and they're all dressed up with, like, yellow and blue long jackets or something on, and they're all jumping out of the bus and, yeah, hurtling and doing cartwheels, and they're having a good time by the looks of it.
Good luck to them. Well, do you think that was the smoke from vapes, maybe? Are they vaping? That's a generation. That's what they do.
Let's just say it was from vapes. There's a lot more smoke than vapes.
Oh, they're on the homies, are they? Punching a few hot ones up there.
Where was it going to? Where was this bus found, Matty?
It's on the side of the road at North Entrance. Near the bridge there at the entrance.
Near the stadium.
So what day is it?
Is this all just unfolded as we speak? Are you reporting live and uninterrupted, Matty?
Yeah. Yep, I've just driven down Wilford Barrett Drive because, I'm a leggy, not a soccer dude, so I just kept driving.
I just kept driving.
Would you recognise the cum dog if you saw him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd recognise him, but they're all dressed the same. They're all dressed up in the same shirt.
So. Good, they could just get away with anything, couldn't they?
Yeah.
To be young again.
We don't see nothing down here.
Nah.
Nothing to see, people. Nothing to see. Good on you, Matty. If you get any updates, please call back.
Yeah.
We would absolutely love that. The rise of the cum dog in Australia is amazing, as he was shite when he was in Scotland, says Aaron from Glasgow. Be careful, Aaron. They are armed and dangerous at the moment, apparently. Dwayne from Manly's there. Hey, Dwayne.
Boys, how are we?
Good, Dwayne-o.
Hey, I've got a theory about the old toilet paper, whether it goes over the top or under the bottom.
Yeah.
There's not a hotel in the world that doesn't go over the top out the front. Yep. There's a reason.
Oh, okay, yes.
The reason is if it goes over the top, it's further away from the wall. So if you actually wipe a little bit incorrectly and you get a little bit of poo on your hands, it stops anything getting on the wall, which obviously the hotel would then have to process of cleaning.
On your fingers, got it. That's why you need to stay in those hotels that... The bidets. They just wash your blurter.
You can sit
the Japanese
for bidets.
Have got it all sorted, haven't they?
Ah, the Japanese. And then it dries. But it comes from all angles. You ever had one, Duane? You ever sat on the Nebraska and it just goes whooshka, 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 and then
the full service.
Yeah. You ever had that?
Probably for a bit too long. I go back for seconds.
Bido.
Good on Dwayne. Dwayne's World. Thank you very much, mate. From Manly, Queensland. There you go. Win a Manly, perhaps. Let's go to Bakes from Padania. Hello, Bakes.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Good, Bakes.
Bakes, I want to nominate myself for an A grade.
Oh, we love self-nominated A grades.
Yeah. I sent someone there a tip for a dog on Friday night and didn't realise it ran in 30 seconds.
Bakes, I was all over the shop Friday anyway. I didn't check.
Yeah.
But your other one was great.
Yeah. Yeah. That horse runners group that I'm in, that's fantastic. Joel, you'd know a few of the boys that are in it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, you got one. Hey, Bakes. Oh, actually. Bakes, you got one tonight. Do tell. Tell the listeners.
Yeah, very short, but I can't remember. I'm driving at the moment. I think it was in...
I'll tell you.
Oh, I can't remember. You've got it, Flip.
I've got it here. I was just going to give you the reco. So you're basically, I'm just looking here, you're 3 from 4, and the fourth one that ran second, that was that... On race on Saturday, was that?
That was the 81 pop.
Yes.
That was on Wednesday, Warwick Farm.
Correct. Okay, for the listener out there who's driving and who likes a bit of a flutter, Canberra trots tonight, race 2, number 8, even money.
How can you not love that tip? It's Canberra.
Yep.
It's trots. It's a Monday night. It ticks every tipping box.
It's a put in, take out jobby.
Yeah. Until you said that, it was an absolute moral. Yeah. Hey, Bakes, good on you, mate. I'll tell you what, just you reminded me of something. Dragons Again is on the text line, and you know who I'm talking about, Bakes. Dragons Again. And he writes, he said, we're talking about the 38-0. He said, yes, you are right. They were 3-point tries. I was there. It was 5-0 at halftime. Johnny May scored just before halftime. Love the show. So Dragons Again, of course, was there to watch the mighty Dragons in 1975, but they got lapped in the second half.
Question without notice again. Oh, sorry, Bakes. Is that what you got, bro?
That's it, boys.
Good on you, mate. This one here. So when I say a tip, I'm not quite au fait with the new regulations around gambling. Mm-hmm. But if I just give a tip, do I have to say you win some, you lose more?
If it's under 15 seconds.
What do you mean?
There's a time. If you talk more than 15 seconds, you need to say the longer version.
Okay, so
the
if I just say what
tip
you just
alert,
said,
I'll
then,
get the phone out.
Why am I bound by these rules?
My phone is on air when we talk.
Oh, it's got to be on air.
Betting, yeah.
So if I'm down the pub with my mates, I don't have to say.
You can do that if you want.
Hey boys, I've got this tip. And by the way, you win some, you lose more for free and confidence support. No, we shouldn't laugh about this because. But this is news to me. You didn't tell me this.
Yeah, we've had that pretty much.
No, but I don't think you explained the rules to me. Anyway.
Why am I bound by this, says Ryan?
Canberra, race 2, trots, number 8. You win some, you lose more, and as Sugar says, do as you please.
That's exactly right.
The NRL Round Review.
Thanks to MyHR, the HR and payroll platform for SME.
Jamal Fogarty puts the Raiders back in front. Talao, back to Buller. Now Brooks, now it's with Buller.
They're going to run out of time.
Brooks, and it goes dead. The Raiders will win.
Johnson, Sean Johnson gets try number 2, and the Warriors get a bit of breathing space.
It's Ilias to the line, comes to Walker, quick hands. He finds Alex Johnston, who puts it down for a hat-trick. Picked up beautifully by Oates. He's down the sideline. He's still got the fullback to contend with. Shapes the kick, does kick. Mann coming through. Mann takes it. Incredible! Brisbane go 100 metres. Ezra Mann scores.
Kiri waits. 24 metres out, right in front. And the Roosters are in front for the first time.
Robson passes for Townsend. Floating ball, touched by Melbourne. 6 more Hiku dummies. Valamay with a hat-trick on Cowboys. Debut!
To'o, take it on the fly. To'o! That's what they've got. They've got one of the tries of the season. Nathan Hu, I tell you.
Panthers 26 defeat the Dragons 18. Nathan Hu. Well, Nathan Hu's out for 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. The big Hu is who's going to be wearing the number 7 for the New South Wales Blues. So he's out of Origin 2, and you have to think out of Origin 3, because if they go and win Origin 2, then there would be a great likelihood that Freddie would want to stay with the combination that won Origin 2. So you have to assume that he's out of the series. 1300 01 1170. Righto, Fletch. Mm. 2 questions. Who would you have, and who do you think Freddie will go with?
I would go with Nicho Hynes at 7.
Yep.
I think he deserved his chance. He only got the 8-9 minutes. He did miss that tackle, which everyone's was a bit off the bit.
Out of position, though.
But still, you got to make those tackles, really. I just think, he thoroughly deserves it, and it's now or never. Throw him in there. He seems to like this sort of challenge when he gets on there. Like, he's a, to me, in that losing side on Saturday against the Broncos, I thought he was very good. He gets a, he runs the ball a lot too, which I like. Doesn't really, which I think it's going to help us no end. Look, Isaiah Yeo, terrific player, probably the best lock in the game. But against those Queensland rushing defence, and we know everyone cheats in Origin.
Just lets bite them down on the mouth guard.
Yeah, and just punch through the middle and then play off it. It doesn't, structured sets don't really work. You know, those little block plays.
I tend to agree, Brian.
Because the Queensland, and we were doing it as well. We were offside, they were offside, and you just get up and you know how they play. I think they've just got to change a little bit in the sense of just play what you see in front of him. And Nico's very good at that.
Well, he is good at that. Cody Walker's very good at that. Yeah. But has he had his last chance, Cody? Who knows? He's flying, Cody. It's such a hard thing. And you got to ask the question, if you were Freddie, you know, like if you were him, like it's all well and good to say player X or player Y, but if you're, this is it, he has to win this game.
He has to win. He's picked his 20 players for a reason.
Yep.
So game one, he said, right, these are my top 20. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to use
these. And they were one tackle really away from winning the game.
They were. There was question marks. I was watching the game just thinking, and I hated this, but I remember I was speaking to you a couple of weeks about how Freddie would just, you'd see something on the outside and Freddie goes, nah, I'm just kicking it long. Joey was the same. Just kick to the corners. That's what I was, when I was watching the game, we were up by two. I was just thinking, what are we doing? Like we were trying to continue to score. But at that level, you've just got to kick and chase and trust that your defence and make them, the opposition, start to panic. But we sort of turned the ball over in good ball for them and off they went.
It's so hard. And we had a lot of field position and that was largely, and people are criticising Cleary's game, but his kicking game was sublime. Mm. So who's got the kicking game? You know who's actually got the best kicking game who can kick teams to death? And that's actually Mitchell Moses.
Yeah. Well, or Reynolds.
Or Reynolds. So or Reynolds. I don't know which way he goes. And it's not just...
Nico's got a good kicking game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. I think for Nico is... And this is the Sharks in general, and this is starting to get a little bit more noise. They start to need... They need some scalps. They need some big scalps. And Nico gets to play Melbourne in Melbourne off a big loss. Both sides really off a big loss. So I think he's got a... It's a Channel 9 game. The New South Wales coach will no doubt be part of the coverage there. Yep. I reckon he's got to go down there and just own the moment at Amy Stadium. It's a good thing for him that it's not played at home.
Yep.
He's playing away at a place that's historically very hard to win, which will be the case for Origin 2. And I think he can do enough there to pick himself.
Yeah, well, he's been around the squad for the 3 weeks prior, whatever it was. So, you know, they're all hurting. So you got beat by 2 points. Sorry, you got beat by 8 points in the last 10 minutes. They deserve a shot for redemption. And I think Freddie, and he's got a good relationship with the players. This is now or never, as we were stating earlier. So give the players their chance. This is the risk.
So if you're Freddie, this is exactly what you're doing. Or if Freddie said to you, he said, Brian, mate, I'll have to win this thing. Pick my team. You'd say, look, I'll be right, Freddie. We're going to go Nico. We're going to go stick with Jerome.
So I think Jerome played fairly good.
Number nine.
Appy.
You're going to stay with Appy.
But I'm going to have Cookie on the bench.
You are going to bring him onto the bench.
Yeah, I was watching Damien Cook. If we're going to play this way, where we're just going to punch through the middle and play what we see.
So start with Appy, take the shine off the ball, just keep completing, play through the middle. Out you come, Cookie, start having a few runs from dummy half.
And then just see how we go. Now, Nico...
I reckon Cookie can... I don't think Cookie suits Cleary. Because Cookie is a bit like Teddy where they want to play a bit of pinball.
Yeah, off they go.
But I don't think that would bother Nico so much. If you're not structured, just get out there and play.
I was going to say, he can play structured, but I think Nico can also play unstructured, and he can play both sides of the field.
Mm.
I know Nathan and Jerome have been together, and so they're pretty much locked into their rights and lefts, but Nico can float around, and for whatever reason, and he's been doing it in NRL, for whatever reason, I don't know how he does it, but players just hold off him. Players hold, like he's got such a way of running. I don't know what it is, but is it because he's a bigger body that when you're defending him, you think, oh, geez, he's going to dummy and go, or is he going to pass? I think that presence puts his size and his speed puts the defence in two minds.
I tell you, and this is a massive hypothetical because A, he's got to get picked, B, he's got to get this job done. if Nicho Hynes comes out and he's anointed as the number seven, wins the series, imagine the chat for Origin number one next year, where we've just thought for so long that for the next 15 years, Cleary's the lay-down mazair.
He has to, if he gets us out of this, which no team's ever done,
no,
he has to be our Origin halfback for the next 5 years.
Nicho?
Of course. If you
I don't
know this,
5 years.
I'm saying 5 years. He's got a 5 year deal. Okay. All right.
Okay.
For as long as he has that hair. I reckon it might be two or three years that he's going.
I wasn't, but I'm on Team Nicho. I'm with you. No, I'm on Team Nicho, but for this, I was leaning the way of Reynolds and Cody. But now you've got me. I'm with Team Bearshead.
He's 10 years younger than Reynolds. Reynolds is in career best form. I do not disagree.
Yep.
But I just think Nicho, this is his time, and he loves these sort of challenges. He talks about it when we had him on the radio.
Yep.
And he dissects games, not saying that Reno does it.
I'm with you. I'm with you now. I was Cody and Reno, but I'm with you.
Let's get Nicho home and let's just all support.
Yep.
Let's get behind the great Brad Fittler.
Yep. Yep. I'm with
you. Let's get
on him. I'm with you. 1300-01-1170 is away. And pleased to see as well, boys, the wet hair look of Nicho is catching on. I found another culprit who loves the wet hair.
Yeah.
Do they just keep going to the water bottle, do they?
It's the greasiness. I think it might be a little bit of coconut oil.
You reckon?
Yeah, to keep the look in it. Dandruff.
I'll name the team. He's a rooster,
and he's got the
permanently wet hair look.
Okay.
Not a big name.
No. Not possibly.
No.
Definitely.
No, we're back,
and he's got wet hair.
This name could play in the 40s.
Okay. Billy Smith.
Billy Smith.
Yeah.
Yes. Go and watch him. He's a chronic wet hairer.
He's a slick back?
Yes. We want to build this team. If you see another wet hairer, let us know. But he's a wet hairer.
Chad's not wet haired.
No, Chad's not. No, he's Buffon. He's shampooing before game day.
Yeah, comb city.
Yeah. Shampoo doesn't work with you. We've got the same hair, you and I.
Oh,
that sort
mate,
of
I've washed
wool.
It.
Yeah, I can tell.
Mine's Fluff Daddy.
The Run-O with Joel and Fletch, where we've just picked the halves for New South Wales. We're going with Luai. We're going with Nicho. We need that team. We want that team. The Run-O with Joel and Fletch flying on a Monday. Haven't even got to our A-grades or the Michaels. The Run-O with Joel and Fletch, all thanks to Hyundai Tucson, where tomorrow's SUV. You can book a test drive at Anytime Fitness, the gym for anybody, anytime. Text board is firing. In the words of the great Bricktop, if I throw a dog a bone, I don't want to know if it tastes good or not. Keep giving out the tips, Bears Ed. Western Sydney Eagle.
Good on you, Eagle.
Yeah. After a Bucks party, a big night, we left the Flash Hotel in Rockhampton. By exiting a lift and walking straight past reception, packed with people, with my two friends dragging me behind them as I was unconscious. One arm each, Grant from Walloon. Grant was doing the weekend at Bernie's. Rafael Nadal rocks the wet hair look.
Oh, yeah.
What's left of it anyway?
Yeah, he's
a little bit too much stuck in the comb, Brian.
He's thinning a lot. He needs a little bit of elite hair, doesn't he? Marco?
Why are you asking me?
Because you took your hat off and you asked me about it. You said, what do I think about this?
Yeah.
And I said, it looks good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. You just got to get a bit of that blurter hair and stick it on, as they like to do. What they do. A lot of our listeners have come through. They want Reece Robson as the 14.
Oh,
plays a little bit of back row.
I don't think we need two hookers. I reckon it's a waste.
Appy did make his million tackles. I thought he was pretty good.
And plus, you can throw Luai there.
All right, who's your?
So would you rather have Cody Walker on the bench, or would you rather have Matt Burton on the bench, or would you rather have?
Yeah, Cody. I think Cody, either Cody or Birdo.
As opposed to having two hookers. Because everyone talks about, and this is not just, the number 14 is an interesting conversation because people go, oh, yeah, but what if this happens? Well, the equal risk is, what if it doesn't happen and you don't use Nicho Hynes like you didn't use him? Well, he was that close to not being used at all. So it's an equal risk, isn't it? Using them and having them versus.
Well, I can see why Freddie didn't use it because we were up.
Of course.
We were, and I thought we were coming to get him. Just a bit of one-on-one misses. Anyway, we'll be talking about this for the next 2 weeks. Yes, Brooks.
It seems like modern Origin, watching it the last few years, you need the players that can play multiple positions because then you don't have this one player that can come off the bench and only can play one position. You've got middles that can play on the edge, vice versa. You've got like your Tommy Trbojevic and Luttrells that can play centre and fullback. You've got wingers that can come into the centres, because once there's a change, then these players can just move around.
Well, there's always a change, isn't
there? You know, there is always a change. And there's something that'll rattle, whether it's a bin, whether it's an injury, whether it's an HIA. I feel that, you know, the 17 or the 20 that you create, you need players that can't just play necessarily one position throughout the squad. Yeah, you need your specialist hooker, but you need a few of those forwards that can't just need to play in the middle and the edge.
Like To'o was our best yardage by a long way.
Yep. Yeah.
Like not only, obviously, he's on the ding, so he gets those extra metres, but even through the middle.
Yep.
Like he, are we dropping the Fox?
Who would you drop him for?
I'd put To'o on the left.
Outside Luttrell?
Put To'o on the left and then Critter on the right.
Centre? So Tommy's gone?
I'd have Critter the goal kicker too. So if you're going to go with Nico, just take one thing off him so he doesn't have to worry about the kicking.
Yeah.
Critter, mark my words, is the best kicker in the comp.
Yeah. Who's on your ding? Oh, sorry, where's Tommy? Gone.
You know what? I'd...
It's blasphemy.
I'd go with Tommy Fresh. It might be the best thing for him. I'd go with Tommy.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think he... But what are you going with Crichton?
Who's your back five?
Wing.
You want to put him on the wing?
Yeah, in place of the Fox.
Fox gone.
And Luttrell's coming back.
Yeah. Luttrell's left centre. Oh, a lot of machinations.
Who's the other macadamia?
What do you mean?
If you're losing at O'Carr and
Crichton's
on the wing.
Yeah. Tommy, we're just going to give Tommy another.
I'm only saying
Crichton over the Fox because with our game plan, you and I, we're playing full steam ahead through the middle.
We're just bashing.
Power game. And Fox's best stuff's in green zone. It's not at the other end of the field.
Correct. You'd like another To'o. Oh. Like he was just punching holes through him. What do you got there? What do you got there?
I was laughing at a text, actually.
Well, read it.
Sorry, quote from Canella. I would be going Matty Moylan as New South Wales 5'8 to partner Hines, Braley Hooker, Fanouk and Teague Wilton in the forwards, Talakai and Raymond in the centre, up Cronulla.
Well, yeah, Clint, you're an idiot.
You've already played Brisbane and got rolled. Yeah. Anyway, 1300 01 1170.
You got those rank Southern Cross tattoos on your chest.
Ah, yes, the run home with Joel and Fletch. Have your say. You're welcome to have your say. This is the run home. Welcome back to the run home with Joel and Fletch. We have been bit by bit in the break selecting this team. So what we've decided, Brian, we're going to put Cody on the bench and we're going to get Appy off the field in the first half just to give him a bit of a spell. Just first half? For 5 or 10 minutes, right?
10 minutes before halftime?
That'll do. So just run hard for half an hour, Appy. Then what we're going to do is we're going to bring Cody into the thick of things. We're going to play him at 6.
Yep.
Luai goes to dummy half.
Down the left side, him, Luttrell, and Brian To'o.
Yeah. What we need to do, we have to name an 18th man who's a halfback in the event that foul play happened to Nico.
Yep.
We can bring Mitchie Moses on, whoever we have to do. So that's in the event. We need a halfback. Or Matty Burton, if you want to get down that path. Anyway, we'll take some calls after this. Tony's been waiting patiently, but Tony.
And we're going to have Teddy just out the back. Teddy, go out at the back.
Yes, you out can, the back. Just not around
you
the ruck.
Can ball play, Teddy.
Yes.
You're
yes.
very, very good. Go back to 2018-19.
Yes, out the back. At the back. We're just getting there, folks. Brian's going to talk forwards after
Hang
this
on,
as
I've got
well.
One here. So far, you blokes have picked 600 million players in the next Origin. Can you narrow it down a bit, please?
Well, tomorrow we're going to spend 4 hours. We're going to go into the bunker, and we're going to come out with our Origin number 2 team, the run home with Joel and Fletch.